Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, this should be a special school for another good time to speak. B'chol Yotzei Chavetzah, B'chol Anuvim Meileha. We discuss the union of Kiddush Mardos, based in the Torah of Moreno Rabbeinu, the great Goyin and Tzaddik, the Chevron of Rosh Yeshiva, Baron Karnes Itzal. In the Gemara in Bava Basra, at the end of the Kuf Chof Omid Beis, beginning in Kuf Chof Aleph Omid Aleph, the Gemara tells us, Vaidaber Moshe's Moadei Hashem Abnei Yisrael, B'yosei Aklili says that it says Moadei Hashem and not Shabbos Bereishis. The Gemara explains that Moadei Hashem require Kiddush Beis Din. Vaidaber Moshe's Moadei Hashem Abnei Yisrael, you have to be Makadesh, Beis Din has to be Makadesh to Moadei Hashem, but they don't have to be Makadesh Shabbos Bereishis. You don't have to be Makadesh what we call Shabbos. Which the Gemara calls Shabbos Bereishis. So that doesn't need Kiddush Beis Din. You might think, says the Gemara, since it says Legabe Moados, we should require Kiddush, and says Shabbos rejects both the Moados. So we should also require Kiddush Beis Din for Shabbos like the Moados. Come much more that Shabbos doesn't require Kiddush Beis Din, only the Moadim do. The Rashbam explains it doesn't mean that the Moadim themselves require Kiddush, but rather they're Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh, and Memele, you know when the Moad is going to be holy. The Rashba brings from Rabbeinu Chananel a different pshat, that Vaidaber Moshe's Moadei Hashem means that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekadesh the Moados, and from this we learn that the Moadim need Kiddush Beis Din to say HaMoed B'Yom Zeh HaMekudesh, that they sanctify the actual day of the Moed. So if Machlekes, Rashbam Rabbeinu Chananel, the Kohen Rabbeinu Chananel, Beis Din is Mekadesh the actual Moed, just like Moshe was Mekadesh the Moed, and according to the Rashbam, Beis Din is Mekadesh the Chodesh, and Memela, the Moed is Miskadesh. However, that can't be the Pshat and Rabbeinu in the Rashbam. It's difficult to say that Beis Din is only sanctifying Rosh Chodesh and Memela the Moed is Miskadesh. And this is for a number of reasons. Because Pashas HaGemara, it says Moadei Hashem Tzrichim Kiddush Beis Din. It's mashma, not just you have to know when the Moed is going to be, but you actually have to be Mekadesh the Moed. It's also a Kiddush of the Moed, not just the Kvius of when it's going to be by being Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh, but actually being Mekadesh the Moed. And the Rashbam himself writes that they were Mekadesh l'chodesh al Piriyah, and mitokach Miskadesh al Moed b'zmana, because they were Mekadesh al Piriyah, so then the Moed is Miskadesh, becomes holy in its proper time. So there is a din, even according to the Rashbam, of Kiddush HaMoed. I mean, Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh, they're Mekadesh the Moed. Also, we learned in Kiddush HaChodesh and the Pasuk of Moadei Hashem Asher Tikkuro Asa Mekrei Kodesh. So it's mashma that the Kiddush Rosh Chodesh is a Maisa Kriya, Tikkuro Asa Mekrei Kodesh, is a Maisa Kriya on the Moed, that it's also going to be holy. So that's Asher Tikkuro Asa Mekrei Kodesh. They're also, it's not just the Kvius of when the Yantav is going to be, but it's actually, when they're sanctifying Rosh Chodesh, they're sanctifying the Yantav. We can also prove this from the fact that we have a Havamina to be Mekadesh Shabbos, that Beis Din has a Mekadesh Shabbos, which the Rishonim means that they're Mekadesh Sunday, and then Shabbos is holy. So if Pshat is a Kviyus, we don't need a Kviyus to know when Shabbos is. Shabbos is on the seventh day, it's Kviyav Kaima. So the Pshat is Kiddush, they have to actually sanctify it. That's the Havamina. They have to sanctify Shabbos, Kamashma, no. No sanctification of Shabbos is necessary by sanctifying Sunday. Rather, Shabbos is automatically sanctified, whereas the Moedim, they have to sanctify. They have to do a pu'ula to sanctify the Moedim. How do they do that? By sanctifying Rosh Chodesh. So we have a number of proofs that even according to the Rashbam, it's pshat that you're sanctifying Rosh Chodesh, and Memela, not just your kovel when the Moed is going to be, but you're sanctifying the Moed. Whereas Rabbeinu Chananel holds that no, the Moedim themselves need Kiddush Beis Din to say HaMoed B'Yom Zeh HaMekudesh. Now, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, the Lashon of the Brisa makes a lot of sense. But he says, Moadei Hashem Tzrichim Kiddush, it's mashma that you're actually Mekadesh, the Moadei Hashem, Vayidaber Moshe's Moadei Hashem Ubnei Yisrael. So we're talking about being Mekadesh, the actual Moed, that's what the Pasuk is talking about, and not Rosh Chodesh. But according to Rashbam, the Pasuk doesn't talk about Rosh Chodesh. So why do we, bring this Pasuk of Vayidaber Moshe's Moadei Hashem Ubnei Yisrael? That's not talking about Rosh Chodesh. So that's Shver according to the Rashbam. However, even according to the Rabbeinu Chananel, we have a difficulty, because Rabbeinu Chananel says that this Dibur is Kiddush HaMoados Mipnei Moshe. Who is Mekadesh the Moed? Moshe. Moshe was Mekadesh the Moed. However, that's not what the Pasuk seems to say. Vayidaber Moshe's Moadei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael. It's mashma that he told the Jewish people to sanctify the Moed, not that he did it himself. So even the Rashbam's pshat, the Moshe Rabbeinu himself sanctified it, from there we learn that we have to sanctify the Moed. It doesn't make sense, because he says the Moshe did it, but the pasuk seems to say not that Moshe did it, but that he told Bnei Yisrael to do it. So we want to be Miyashiv the Rabbeinu Chananel, and in order to do this, we have to first be Miyashiv the Shitas HaChinuch within Kiddush HaYoivlis. Be-Sefer HaChinuch, be-Mitzvah Shin Lamed Bet, הוא כותב, לקדש שנת החמישים כמו שנת השמיטה. יעתי מקדש, the 50th year, like a מקדש שמיטה. כלומר, בביטל העבוד ובאורץ, והפקר הצוימח בו. שנאמר, וקידשתם לשנת החמישים שנה. So, how are you מקדש the 50th year? By not working. And by being mafgir, everything that grows in the field. And we're skipping a little bit. The Sefer Chinuch writes, ואויבר על זה, ואויבר אדמוסוי. ואויבר אדמוסוי ביובל, אבוידה אסורה, וכן בצורה של הרחב דרחוב, שיבטל אס, ביטל אס איזה. מבט שעובר עליו. So if a person does work his field in the 50th year, he's מבטל this essay. So it would appear that he explains the pasuk, וקידשתם, right, that's in the pasuk. If v'kidashtem mishnas hachamishim, that's a pasuk in Vayikra, Parashas Behar. If v'kidashtem mishnas hachamishim shana, u'krasim dror ba'aretz l'chol yoshveha. That's why people name their son Dror. It's an open pasuk. It says u'krasim dror, so you should call your children dror. Anyway, it means freedom. You call freedom. So you should sanctify the 50th year. So how does the chinuch learn you're sanctifying the 50th year? It doesn't mean there's a ma'aseh kiddush of yovlus. It's hanhogas dine kiddush of yovel lesnaigba b'mitzvah shvisa me'avoid desaretz kama b'shnas hashmita, and also to send the servants free. And so too in the sefer mitzvahs and mitzvah kuf lamed. According to this lechayra, there's no mitzvah on the basis of being mekadish yovlos. However, he says, ונוהגת מצווה זו בארץ ישראל, ובזמן שכל יושבי עליה, כמו שכספתי למעלה, ומנדמה שהיו סנהדרין מסקפצין בקידוש השונו, ומבורכן עליה לקדי שונו וכך תקן בשפר. וכן כל יוחד ויוחד תוקע גם כן ברשוסי. והכל נשמע בכל הארץ. So it says, it seems that the Sanhedrin would gather at the sanctification of the year, and they would bless to be Mekadesh the Shanim, and then they would bless Lekadesh Shanim, and then they would blow the shofar. So what does this seem like? It seems like Vavodim Niftarim Lebateim, Vakarkos Chozim Lebaleim. So it seems like there was a Maisa Kiddush. So in other words, it's not only a hanhaga of the tzibur, that the tzibur is not doing work, but in addition to that, they are also, Bezin is also Mekadesh the Shana. So how do you learn from one pasuk both in Yonim? Girls, I'm talking to you. How do you learn from one pasuk both in Yonim? Both the inyan of not doing work in the 50th year, that's what sanctifies the 50th year. And also, in addition to that, we're learning the inyan of Beis Din being Mekadesh, the 50th year. It's just one pasuk, V'kidashtem. How do we learn both in Yanim from V'kidashtem? It's a Hanagas HaKadusha, that the Tzibur is Mechuyav Linog B'Shnas HaChamishim. So, like the Shnas HaShmita. So how can we learn the mitzvah of Kiddush Beis Din? So it would appear from this that the sheet of the chinuch, that the mitzvah tzibur l'snagba v'kiddushas yovel, mitzvah kiddush beis din, is one inyan, and they're both included in the din of kiddush yovelus, because the yikar mitzvah is hanhoga shnas hayovel b'kiddusha. Rak ha-torah chitsha shehanaga zo tzicha le'asot al pi kviut beit din shekovim zman ze l'shnas hayovel. In other words, the yikar mitzvah is that you should be noeg shnas hayovel b'kiddusha. The Torah is mechadesh that this hanhoga has to be established by the kvius of the Beis Din. The Beis Din are kovea, they're establishing this time as Shnas HaYovel, to be misnai, to act b'chol anhagos that the Torah was mitzave. And that's the union of Kiddush Beis Din, Shemanhigim Anhagos Eile, Lifnei HaTzibur, Ayidei Diburim, Kviyu Shanazu, Likrosa B'Shem, Shnas HaYoivel. So, they have to be Noe Kedusha, but how's this done? Through the Beis Din. And we can actually learn these two inyanim, Hanhagas HaTzibur, the way the Tzibur is acting, not working, and the Beis Din being Koveya from the Mashmos of the Pasuk. Of Vikidashtem Mishnas HaChamishim. The Pasuk is talking, Bein HaBeis Din, Ubein HaTzibur, they're both Makadish Shnas HaYoivel. The Tzibur in their behavior, and the Beis Din in their Kviyos, in establishing it as a holy year. Now earlier on, it says in the Torah Kedosha, Vehavarta shofar rua b'chodesh hashvi'i. Be'esor lachodesh. B'yom ha-kippurim. Ta'viru shofar b'chol arzichem. Yafe. אני רואה שיש יש פה תלמידות טובות. אז so it says that you should blow this shofar, you should sound this shofar on the seventh month, on the tenth day, on Yom Kippur. Many years ago, there was an advertisement on television for a certain medicine, and this golfer said, then on the Day of Atonement, I like to take this medicine. So when he said the Day of Atonement, people thought he was talking about Yom Kippur, but he was really talking about the Day of a Tournament, not the Day of Atonement. Gotta love that. Anyway, Rabbi said, we're talking here about the Day of Atonement. And on the Day of Atonement, you have to blow this sound, this shofar. And then it says, Vayter in the Pasuk, Taviru shofar b'chol ha'etzichem. So what do you learn from Havarta shofar Trua? That Beis Din has to blow. And then it says, Taviru shofar b'chol ha'etzichem. We learn in the Teras Koyanim, Melamech kol yochid chayav letkoya. And Azoyot Kepaskin to Rambam. So it's hard to understand. Loshen Tavir is Loshen Rabim. So how do you learn about every Yachid? So it would appear Poshet that Loshen Vavarta is going on the Beis Din. It's one Havara, one sounding of the Shofar, of the Beis Din, that the Torah said Loshen Yachid. The Beis Din is a Yachid, as one group, one unit, has to sound the Shofar. When they sound the Shofar, that is what sanctifies the 50th year. That's their, and all the slaves go free. So that's the Vahavarta. And then when it says Taviru Shofar, what's the Taviru Shofar? Shekatuv b'amshech oto pasuk, זה מעניין. שבאותו פסוק כתוב Vahavarta Shofar, לשון יחיד, ואחר כך בחודש השביעי בעשור לחודש, in the seventh months, in the tenth of the months, I'm very hard with the TH, it's very hard for me, so I say, sir, you know, I don't have to pay extra taxes. Everything is good. On Yom Kippur, Ta'aviru, ve'az ketuv lashon rabim, Ta'aviru shofar b'chol ha'artzichem. As ha-ta'aviru, ha-lashon rabim hazeh, mityaches lekulam, lekol ha-yachid v'yachid, lekol ha-tzibur, lekol ha-rabim. V'gam ketuv ha-artzichem. Zot omeret, yesh harbei shofarot. So you have the Beis Din being toikeya, and they have all the Yechidim being Toikeya. So according to this, it would appear that the Torah writes afterwards, Pasuk Abba, Perek Chafei, Pasuk Yud, V'kidashtem, V'loshen Rabim, Tzichim Lefaresh Gamken, Al Kol Yochid. What does it mean, V'kidashtem? It means that every individual is sanctifying the 50th year. That's why it says Loshen Rabim. Remember, Beis Din, we said, is talking here in this context, Loshen Yochid. So if Beis Din is Loshen Yochid, so what's the Bekidash then? So it must be, we're talking about the Tzibur. So you see, the Tzibur with their Hanhaga is Koiveya, the Shnas HaChamishim. On the other hand, in the previous Pasuk, it also talks about the Beis Din. So what's the Bekidash then? The Kiddushim is referring to everybody. Everybody it talks about in the previous Pasuk. So who's it talking about in the previous Pasuk? Who's it talking about in the previous Pasuk? The Beis Din and the Tzibur.
So v'kidashtem is the Beis Din in the Tzibur. How awesome is that? On a scale of 1 to 10, Talmidos. How awesome is that? 11. Terrific. So that's what it is. So you have the v'kidashtem. They're sanctifying. Who's sanctifying? The Beis Din and the Tzibur. How's the Beis Din sanctifying? Because they say that this 50th year is going to be holy. How's the Tzibur sanctifying? They are not doing work. So each one has their own Maisa Kiddush. And they're both blowing the shofar, as we learned in the previous Pasuk, 25:9. Terrific. We just had 25. Actually, we're not 9:25, according to the secular calendar. But why is a secular calendar if you can use a Jewish calendar? We have such a beautiful calendar. Okay. So anyway, here we have a Yisrael Rabbi Sai that... that the din of kiddush of the new year goes sai on the tzibur and sai on the beis din. The tzibur by not doing work, and the beis din by verbally sanctifying the 50th year. And with this, we can explain the divrei achinuch that the Sanhedrin miskapsin u'mevarchim l'kadei shanim v'akach toikim b'shoif v'chen yochav yochav tokei gam p'kin b'rishu. So l'chor mitzvah kiyah shoifer is a mitzvah miyuchad. It says no shaychus to the din of kiddush Hayoyvel, he connects it to the Kiddush Hayoyvel. It's not the din of Kiddush Hayoyvel, no. When the Yovel sanctified, they blow the shofar. No. He's learning that the Tkiyah is part of the Kiddush. That they have to be machrez lifnei atzibur, that this year is Yovel. And you know, I called in Hayoyvel, and also the Tkiyah of every Yochid. It's part of the Kiddush. That's the Pirsum. That's the publicizing of this Hanhaga Klaus of the Tzibur of the Kiddushas. Shnas HaYovel, v'advorim me'irim u'misamchim. Baruch Hashem, it's a special thing to be sameach. Kol HaShana, ava miyuchad b'chag HaSukkos. Haba aleinu, v'al kol Yisrael, l'tohivav. So with this, we can be miyashiv the chinuch, who writes earlier in mitzvah, Shin Lamed Aleph. Shofar shel Yom HaKippurim. He writes, Mitzvah Tkiyah Shofar Yom HaKippurim shel Yovel, et kol b'shofar ba'asiri b'tishrei, shel Yom HaKippurim. Shenem ha'avad ha'shofar t'ur b'yom HaKippurim, t'avir ha'shofar b'chol ha'atzchem across him t'ur. So, that's the previous mitzvah. That's Mr. Shin Lamed Aleph, to blow the shofar on Yom Kippur. And he calls it the Chinuch writes, that's how he opens up the Mr. Shin Lamed Aleph. Mitzvah Tkiyah Shofar v'Yom HaKippurim Shel Yovel, Letkor b'Shofar b'Asiri b'Tishrei Sh'Yom HaKippurim. So it's difficult that he calls it Shofar Shel Yom HaKippurim. It's Shofar Shel Yovel. Yikar Mitzvah Shnas Yovel. And Yom Kippur is just the time that you have to be Tokea. But based on what we said, it's very good. Because the Etzim Chiyuv HaTkiyah B'Yovel wouldn't be considered a special mitzvah. It would be considered in V'Kiddashtem Mishnas HaYovel. And not that it's considered a different mitzvah, is because you have to blow on Yom Kippur. That's the special mitzvah T'kiyah Shofar Yom Kippur Shnas HaYovel. Like the Chinuch writes, Dini HaMitzvah, Kon Beis Shofar Tokim, Beis HaBrochim of... writes, Mishor Shei HaMitzvah, Lepi Shiyadua. Ki Yikol HaShofar Yorilei B'nei Adam, Im L'shol, Im L'chama, it arouses a person. It's Ma'orer people. It awakens people. So there's a special mitzvah to arouse people. Dafka on Yom Kippur. It makes sense, it's Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a day of Osiris. So this isn't just Stam, a mitzvah to blow the shofar as part of the Kiddush, but it's a mitzvah miyuchadis that relates specifically to Yom Kippur. Dafka on Yom Kippur, you have to blow this shofar. It's not just the time frame, but the fact that it's in this specific time frame means there's a special mitzvah, a special din, that on Yom Kippur this shofar has to be blown, and therefore it gets its own special mitzvah.
The Chinuch doesn't say that part about Yom Kippur being a Yom Esaurus. He just says that Yidua ki kol ha-shofar yor alef b'nei Adam, im l'shalom im l'melchama. But this is called, he calls this a shofar of Yom HaKippurim. L'tkoa b'shofar b'sir b'tishu shi Yom HaKippurim. So this is a tkiya shofar of Yom Kippur. And that's what makes it a special mitzvah. And you see that the Kiddush Nasa Yovel is done by the Achrezes Kol Shofar, right? And this, and then we're aroused to do what? To let our servants free. And we see this from the Mashmo Seder Aksuvim. It says first Vavarta Shofar, and then it says Vikdash Mishnasa Chashim Yishim Mekrasim Dror. So the Fiyah Seder, it should have said, Taviru Shofar B'chol Artzichem B'Karasim Dror. Why does it interrupt V'kidashtem Mishchamishim Shana V'Karasim Dror? It should say, you blow the shofar, and that's what sets everybody free. So based on what we said, no. Kiyah Shofar has two inyanim. Your Mavir Shofar, and what it does is, it's Mekadesh the 50th year. And it's also Machriz Dror Baratz L'Choy Yoshveh. When we tell the Kiddush Levad, you wouldn't have to be Tokeh Dafka on this day. Be Tokeh any day. But no, you're Tokeh on this day, because this is the day the slaves are freed. And that's Mechazik people to let their slaves go free. Right, from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Avadim weren't let home. Until Yom Kippur, they weren't let home. That was when the true freedom took place. So that's pshat in the psukim over here. That it says in pasuk, "Es avad shofar trua b'chodesh shvi b'asur l'chodesh b'yom kibrim taviru shofar b'chol ha'artzichem." And what does that do? It does two things. Number one, this tkiya shofar is v'kidash demishnas hachamishim. It's part of the sanctification of the 50th year. And number two, it's Ukrasim Jor Baratz B'chol Yochol Yoshveh. And it also proclaims, it arouses people, like the Chinuch says, that everybody should go free, that the slaves should go free. So there are two inyanim over here. There's the inyan of Tkiya Shofar. There's the two inyanim of Tkiya Shofar. One is to free the, is to sanctify the 50th year. And the other is to free the slaves. It's part of the Kiddush. To blow the shofar, and the Beis Din does it, and the Yechidim do it, and therefore it says in the next pasuk both things. It says V'kidash Mishnas Chamishim, it sanctifies, and also Kras and Dror. And also when they blow the shofar, like we see in the Gemara, the slaves go home. So it's Ma'ir people that the slaves should go home. So we have both in Yanim here. We have pasuk Yud telling us test to blow the shofar. And then Pasuk Yud, that's what's Mekadosh the year, and also that the slaves should be freed. And with this, Mirtzei Hashem, we're going to be able to be Miyashe, the Shitas Rabbeinu Chananel, Lagabe Kiddush HaMoados. But it's important to remember the Yisod. And the Yisod is that how we Mekadosh the Yovel, when we blow the Shofar, both the Beis Din and the Yechidim. And the Yechidim are also Mekadosh when they separate from work. And the Beis Din are also Mekadesh verbally. They sanctify the 50th year. But part of this Maisa Kiddush includes Tkiyas HaShofar. Again, because the Sefer HaChinuch writes, how are we Mekadesh the 50th year? B'bitul HaAvoda, when we're not working. But he also writes that the Sanhedrin would be Miskabetz and they would sanctify the new year. So they're also sanctifying it. So you have us not working, the Beis Din sanctifying it, and then the blowing of the shofar by everybody. And that's what sanctifies the 50th year. Okay, so Mirtzei Hashem, in the next year, we will get back to the part about the Kiddush HaMoados. Vadvarim, Heiru B'or Yikaros, Baruch Hashem. Thank you so much for listening.